Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Aaron Dirksen, and Patrick Hoteling, along with praise and worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His word to any mountain in your life. The mountains will move in the name of Jesus. The price of $175 includes two nights of hotel stay, double occupancy, all of your meals, and entrance into all of conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information you need. Come learn how to speak to the mountain.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. God is really good, and I'm really happy to be a child of His. How about you? Any of you happy you're a child of God? I mean, we were just singing, I am a child of God. And while we were singing that, I was going through the fact that I'm a joint heir together with Christ and He didn't leave me as an orphan and He came. It's absolutely amazing. He didn't have to do what He did, but He did it anyway. Amen. And when I think about what I was like, He did it for me. I was kind of shocked. Amen. Because you know what you're like. How many of you know what you like or what you were like? You know, BC. And even after BC. Even after you gave your life to the Lord, you still did some pretty nasty things. Come on. You're all looking so holy right now. Just be honest. Amen. We all go through trials and temptations by the devil. And if you're not being tempted by the devil, let me tell you what, you're probably not born again. Because He doesn't want the children of God to remain the children of God. He's trying His best to get you to backslide, to renounce Him, do all of that. He's going for the children of God. But when you know who you are in Christ, you know how to put that hand up. And you know how to say, not on my watch, not today, not today. Those days have gone. No weapon formed against me. And I know the scripture, devil, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. You're trying, but you're going to not succeed. Amen. And you've got to get that kind of lifestyle. Can you say amen? So I want to talk to you about what we started speaking on 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to catch up a lot. I would encourage you to go online and watch it or ask somebody for a copy of the CD. But I want to talk to us about what we're looking at, and that was faith or unbelief. Amen. You see the picture? Faith or unbelief. You can either be in one of the two. And remember we said this. It's not a case of you don't have enough faith. Because remember we looked at the scriptures. He said, unto every person that's been born again has been given the measure of faith. Recall that? And faith comes by hearing the word of God and by hearing. So we know that we've got faith. So if my faith is not working, it's not a case of I don't have faith, because He said you can say to the mountain, if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can cast it into the ocean. Sickness and addictions and all that kind of stuff. So if your faith, if you're not seeing the results of what you believe in God for, it's not a case of you lack faith, because you've got faith. You're getting some more faith tonight because you're going to hear the word of God. It's a case of the presence of unbelief. Amen. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Remember He said that? So it's not a case of you don't have faith. You got faith. Oh, you've all got enough faith yet to change this world. It's a case of there's the presence of unbelief. And that comes in different ways. And so we looked last week at unbelief in action. And we saw that unbelief will stop the blessings of God in your life. It's unbelief that they couldn't receive God when he went to his own hometown, he said because of unbelief, he couldn't do the miracles he wanted to do. Amen. And Romans 4:20, this is one I want to bring up again. Romans 4:20, if you can go there. Romans 4:20, talking about Abraham, who was now 99 years of age. No more 90, he was 99 now. It took 25 years for the promised child to be born. But in the last year, when God changed his name and pointed the stars in the sand, it was that year that his wife fell pregnant. But look at Romans 4 and verse 20. Look what it says. You've got to get this in your spirit. The Bible says, he staggered not. Now we're talking about Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So we've got many promises in the Bible. We've got promises that we've been healed. We've got promises that he'll supply you every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We've got promises for sleep. We've got promises for protection. The Bible is full of God's word. And we are not seeing them always because we stagger with unbelief. Remember the Israelites? The whole nation of Israel could not enter Canaan's land. The promise. Remember, there was a promise, the promised land. They could not enter into the promised land because of one thing, unbelief. Everyone say unbelief. So now you've got to understand that don't think you are Mr. Brilliant or Miss Brilliant or Mrs. Brilliant and you got it going on 100% because you don't. Amen? So you've got to locate yourself and say, could it be that I might have some unbelief? I've got faith, I know that. Could it be that there's that unbelief through something, somehow that's got in there that's tainting the faith? Because remember, Peter, when he walked on the water, he got into faith. How many of you know? Faith and belief. He was actually walking on water. And then unbelief crept in when he looked at the problems around him. He looked at the waves and the wind. And people are looking at the addictions and the no money and the sickness coming on them. Right? And they take their eyes off where their faith is planted on Jesus Christ, the rock. He took his eyes off and he went down. He could not even swim. And he was a swimmer and a sea. He was born on the ocean. And so unbelief will stop the blessing of God in your life. The promises of God are yes and amen, but too many people are saying nay and can't be. Amen. So it's unbelief. Can you say amen? Now, I want you to see this. God gives us a stern warning. How many of you know when God gives you a warning, pay attention? Amen. When you're driving on a road you've never been on and it's dark and it's at night and it's raining, you've never been on this road, it's in the country somewhere, and there's a sign, sharp turn ahead 25, you better obey that sign. Amen. Or road ends, please obey it. Amen. Amen. It's a warning. Listen to this. Hebrews 3. Go with me to Hebrews 3. And tonight I'm going to be a little bit of a biology type of teacher as well. And you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. Hebrews 3:12. Look at what the word says. This is out of the God's Word translation. He says, be careful, brothers and sisters, that none of you ever develop a wicked, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Wow. When I saw that, I thought, you're kidding me. God says here, remember, who's the author of the Bible? The author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. All of the scripture was breathed into human beings who wrote it, but the author is God. They wrote it, but he's the author. Come on, 66 books. 44 writers, but one author. God is the author of the Bible. And God is telling you, he's saying, be careful, brothers and sisters, that none of you ever develop a wicked, unbelieving heart. Amen. Do you know you can develop unbelief?
Yes, you can.
How do you develop unbelief? Well, so-and-so said it didn't work for their sister. Or they started their business and it went bang. And you start taking that stuff in, and what the devil is doing, he's bringing seed. Because he understands the principle of seed time, like Pastor Brother Warren was saying, amen. Seed time and harvest.
Amen.
When you sow, it's going to grow.
Amen.
Come on. You see, remember, the seed that he brings is weed. And I said, you need weed kill to kill the seed of the devil. You need to get Roundup. And I said, round up all the scriptures of God. That's a way to kill the weed of the devil. And he's saying you can develop a heart, a wicked, unbelieving heart. A wicked, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. The Passion Translation says, so search your hearts every day, my brothers and sisters, and make sure that none of you has evil or unbelief hiding within you. You got to locate yourself. You got to search this thing out. Well, I gave my tithe and I'm not making the finances I'm supposed to have. And yeah, right. So what you're saying is God lied. Because he said, try me now and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out the blessings when you give your tithes and you bring the meat into the storehouse. Or he says, I'll supply you every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not in glory by your job, by the economy, by the present. In glory by his riches in Christ Jesus, right? So now what you say, well, I didn't get the money and I did what he said. So what you're saying is God lied. I mean, let's just call a spade tonight, okay? You got to face the facts. If you want to become the victorious child that you are created to be, you're going to have to look at yourself. Amen. That's why I say, as we in the start of the service, as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word. Remember he said, people come and they see themselves in the mirror of God's word in James, and then they walk away and soon forget who they are. See, the Bible tells you by the stripes on his back, you're healed. So I see myself, I'm healed. The Bible tells me I'm prosperous. I'm at peace. I have sleep. But when I walk away and I start forgetting what I've read and I start hearing all the naysayers and I start watching that idiot box telling me I've got sickness and I'm going to die if I don't take what they're selling, right? And I move away from what the Word of God says, I forget who I am. That's what the Bible says. Is that correct? Remember we taught that out? So you've got to locate yourself. He says, yeah, make sure that none of you has evil or unbelief hiding within you, for it will lead you astray and make you unresponsive to the living God. It'll lead you astray. You'll start not believing in healing and make you unresponsive to the fact that God said, by the stripes on my back, you're not going to be healed. What does he say? You are healed. Oh, well, that's just taking it too far, Pastor. Oh, well, what about the fact that he says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. You can believe that because you all believe you're saved once you've received Jesus, but you can't believe you're healed. That doesn't make sense. What's the difference? Come on. So if you want to be victorious, you see, this is a church that teaches and gives you the tools that God's given us to take care of your own life, and not only your life, but your children, your spouse, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and then to bless the nations of the world. You see, God said, I will bless you so you can bless the nations. And as long as you got that attitude of being a person that wants to bless people, God's going to pour it on, believe me. Amen. And so he says, you can be led astray and make you unresponsive to the living God. Wow. Remember we said, I asked the church and I said, how many of you believe that the Word of God is all powerful? And everyone raised their hands. But the scripture said, your tradition and your religious thinking makes the Word of God of null effect in your life. You can stop the blessing like that. And here's another way of saying it, what he just said. The Message Translation, I brought you a few so you can get this, all right? The Message Translation says, so watch your step, friends. Make sure there's no evil unbelief. See, it's unbelief is evil. Remember when the 12 spies came back? 10 said, can't do it. 2 said, we can. Do you recall that? And then the 10 that said they can't do it, remember, they said there are giants. There were giants. They got walled cities. They had walled cities. They got chariots, they had chariots. They got great armies, they had great armies. And they said what they saw, and God called that an evil report. Why did he say that when they just saying this facts? But I'm a realist, Pastor. I call things the way they are. And I told you, that's your problem. God says in Romans 4:17, call things that are not as though they were. and you're calling things at odds, though they are, so they're going to stay that way in your life.